This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Jenny Kane. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com and get 15% off your first order when you use code VINE at checkout. Peloton, visit onepeloton.com to learn more. And Talkspace, match with your dedicated therapist today at Talkspace.com and use promo code VINE during signup to get $100 off your first month.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Caitlin Bristow's podcast, Off the Vine. Take it away, Brie.
Wine. Lots of wine.
Hey, B on the mic. Turn it up. Let's go. Hey, Ramen, Pino, ready for the show? Everyone's welcome, so come on in because OTV, it's about to begin. Hey.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Ashley I joins me today to talk about all of the things she has going on in life. A new house, a new coffee lounge, and obviously a new baby. She is freaking crazy and decided to do it all at once. And as you know, she doesn't sugarcoat anything. So I will ask her everything, including what her vagina looks like right now. Just kidding, am I? And I get a surprise text with some pretty big life-changing news.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, my goodness. Hi.
What's happening now?
Oh, my gosh.
He's being really cute because I was, like, having anxiety earlier, and he's, like, holding my side.
Oh, my gosh. He could not be cuter.
I know. He's so sweet, too. He might get a little antsy, though, because he's been up here just, like, staring at me for so long. He's
so cute. Like, I can't get over it. So cute. You know Raven? She posted on her Instagram yesterday. Oh, I don't know if she posted this or she just told me, but her dog is, whenever the baby cries, the dog brings him a toy.
Stop.
And that makes me want to cry. Like, I can't get out. Like, that makes me so emotional.
Oh, my God, I would die. Oh, that's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Breaks up a toy. Like, here, this will make it. Like, that just goes to show how smart dogs are with emotions.
I know.
Like,
they know.
My gosh.
They know what, like, they like, legitimately, it's like a love language. He's like giving a gift.
There is nothing more pure than a dog's love. Right, sweetie?
We have another friend that every time they come home or whenever they have a guest, the dog brings, has like an offering of some sort, like just finds something.
My dogs really? Do that. Yes. Pino.
They're golden too. Dogs are golden.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Tucker used to do that too. Every time someone came in the house, Tucker would bring them either a remote control or a shoe. And then Pino just brings them toys. Okay. I always call this holding hands. I'm like, he just wants to hold hands. It's okay.
Oh my gosh, too cute. Well, so it must be a retriever thing. I mean, it's in the name.
Yeah, exactly. And then Ramen, like, is nothing like a retriever. Like, Pino will retrieve a ball all day long. Like, as long, like, he could do it until, like, he's not okay. And just, like, passes out. And Ramen's like, eh. Like, and Ramen doesn't act like a golden retriever in any way.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I had the girl who you got the dogs from on my other podcast. So Jared and I want a golden, but she said that she won't guarantee that you get a golden. You'll get whatever dog fits you and your like living environment. So that's really nerve-wracking.
I know. It's crazy. I wanted to rescue a poodle because I was like, oh, it's smaller and I could like travel more. And she was like, I'm not just going to give you a poodle because it fits your lifestyle. And I was like, oh, okay. But I like that because I was like, you're so legit. Like, she cares so much to a point where people think it's like that she's nasty or something or mean, but she literally, I've never in my life met someone more passionate about saving dogs.
Right. I know. She's amazing. I mean, what she does is amazing. And they need, like, I might get the number wrong now, but 200,000 a month or something like that to do what they do. And it's all from donations.
Yeah, it's crazy because, I mean, think about how many surgeries and flights and, like, and everything they need to take care of. And it's a crazy amount of dogs that need to be saved out of China and South Korea. So it's so sad.
Oh, it's so sad that they can't do it all, you know.
Ugh. I know. I can't even, like, let my mind go there because anytime I think of, like, oh, they sent me, like, these little doggy bandanas that Pino's wearing. And it like said a number on the card, like this many dogs need saving. And I was like, there's like these walking around that like aren't gonna make it. Like, I can't handle that.
No, I can't handle it. You're right. I just can't let myself go there mentally.
No. And I'm like, okay, well, one day I'll be able to have like billions of dollars to save all the animals.
I know. I just need like a huge farm with just in Montana, just with acreage, yeah. Right?
Yeah, we would like that, wouldn't we? We went to a dog park today and there was two other Goldens there, and it was like they immediately just like all loved each other so much. And I was like, I need more.
Oh, that heaven imagery that you're giving me.
I know.
Four Goldens together.
It's a dream. It's really like, have you ever seen like the TikToks where there's like 30 Goldens just like running out of a fence and you're just like, oh, that's what heaven looks like.
Yes, I have seen those TikToks and they're accurate.
Wait, I actually had a question for you that I meant to ask you on your podcast, but now this all works out because here you are on mine and then I get to ask you the questions. But tell me why people say you don't love your dog as much once you have a baby.
It's really weird. And no, you don't love your dog less. You just love your baby more. And you thought that you loved your dog like you'd love a baby.
Yes.
And Lois, of course, is like sitting right under the bed next to me. And I feel like she can hear me say this and we feel guilty. But we're like, okay, why do we feel guilty for loving Dawson more than Lois? Because could you imagine how guilty we'd feel if we loved the dog more than Dawson, bringing him home from the hospital? So it's all the way it should be. But it was funny. I think like if you had asked, so Jared and I are really weird. Well, we're not weird. We're probably very normal, but people put out this image that we might have been weird.
Yes.
We didn't feel like this crazy, immediate, earth-shattering feeling. Did I say this to you?
No.
Okay. When we had Dawson, when he like came out, okay? When he was like placed on our chest, we weren't like, oh my God, what is this feeling? We didn't have that.
Yeah.
It kind of grew within 24 hours though. So by the time that we were on our way home in the car with him, we were like, oh, okay. Like we really, really love him like a lot. And that's said to each other, we're like, oh man, how do we tell Lois that like we love something more than her?
You don't.
So we were happy at that realization that we did love him more than Lois at that point, but we didn't have like that spiritual awakening thing, which I think a lot of people don't have, but people put this expectation out there that
I bet there's so many expectations and things that people put out there about having a baby that now that you've had it, you're like, oh, people are liars.
Oh, 1000% people lie about a lot of things.
Yeah Why is that?
I don't know, but my sister-in-law, she really prepared me. And then Lauren from 90 Day Fiance, she also prepared me. They both said, they were like, no, I did not have this like seeing the light feeling when my child came out. Like I got it like soon enough. Yeah. But like in that moment, it's just blah. And you just delivered after so long. And it's weird.
Yeah, I think there's so many probably different scenarios. Like, I think there are those times where it's like the most blissful, like, I've never experienced my heart explode this much. Like,
and you some know. People are probably like that. Like, my mother-in-law says that she 1000% like saw heaven's gates when Jared was born, or when my sister-in-law was born. She came first.
That's so funny. Yeah. And like, I have so many questions about having a baby because I want, obviously, to have babies. And I figured you're the perfect person to ask all these questions to now, because one, you're an open book. You're pretty honest about a lot of things. And two, it's like so fresh to you that you're like figuring out so much as you go.
Yeah.
But okay, last time we podcasted, obviously you were pregnant and we called him Tommy Pickles.
Because Jared said that like he imagined him like Tommy Pickles. Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's so funny because that's what I've like always, if I saw pregnant photos of you, I was always like, oh, little Tommy Pickles just making her life hell. I can't wait to see what he's like as a baby.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Now he's Mikey to me from Look Who's Talking. So I like put Mikey's voice to like all these things that he's experiencing for the first time. Like my father-in-law.
John Travolta is your baby?
Well, no, John Travolta's kid, you know, like because Mikey was the kid and he was talking. It was Bruce Willis.
Willis. Yeah. Okay.
John Travolta ended up being his daddy, but
yeah.
No, Bruce Willis is his voice. And now when something happens, like when my father-in-law walks in, he has like this big bellowing voice and like he's just like super loud and like very New England, like heavy accent. I imagine what Dawson feels like. He's like, man, I like this big guy. Like, I like this guy, but like, he's really loud.
You should do that, like voiceovers, and like have a voice for what he's actually thinking when other things are not, like, you have time to just.
No, but seriously, if I did have time, that would be awesome. You should hire somebody just to create a funny TikTok like that. Where it's, totally. Look who's it's like, so we've had Look Who's Talking One, Look Who's Talking Two. So maybe look, and then Look Who's Talking Now. So,
and
look
also
who's talking something, something, we'll figure it
you
out.
You could like make it like, so you have a mouth over his mouth and it's like actually talking.
Yes.
I mean, you can do that on the internet now. You can make anything look. You did?
I did that for when I was pregnant. And I told the baby on TikTok.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I made him say like something like, "Mom, shut up. Stop singing to Whitney Houston in the shower. It hurts my ears."
Oh my gosh. All right. So spring is in the air, people. And that means it's time to get some spring cleaning done. I actually really like organizing and cleaning out my closet this time of year, truly, especially now when I'm trying to focus on high quality essentials that I can wear year round. Jenny Kane really is the ultimate destination when you are looking for effortless, everyday essentials that will honestly never go out of style, so you can keep them in your closet forever. I've said it before, but Jenny Kane is one of my favorite places to get those elevated and really versatile essentials that I can wear throughout the whole year. Ever since I got their cashmere hoodie, oh my gosh, I've been pretty much obsessed with wearing it and everything else that I get from Jenny Kane since. They also have their other comfortable classics like their cashmere fisherman, which is now available in oversized style, and their Cody cardigan, which is a lightweighted knit perfect for spring. They have really, really cute shoes too, like their cotton crossover sandal. Honestly, you can't miss with anything on their website. Each California-inspired piece is designed with quality and timelessness in mind to make getting dressed truly effortless. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com and get 15% off your first order when you use code VINE at checkout. That's JENNIKAYNE.com, promo code VINE. Okay, now that I'm settled back into my little old routine here in Nashville after months, felt like years, of travel, I am so happy to hop back on the old saddle, my Peloton saddle, that is. I don't really know Cody other than seeing him on Dancing with the Stars and my combo we had on my pod, but I truly missed the guy. Honestly, Cody and all the other instructors keep me on my little toes in every class, and I just have so much fun while getting a good workout in. There's nothing better than having fun and working out. They are always pushing me further with so many new classes and features that keep workouts fun, like some of the most fun I've had while working out, which is a way to stay motivated. One of the things that Peloton introduced this year is their artist series classes. So you work out to the music of a single artist for an entire class, including some throwbacks and deep cuts that will really take you back. They actually have over 100 artist series to choose from. Here's a few of my faves: Beyonce, Britney, and of course, the Biebs. So good. It really is easier to just stick to your goals when you keep workouts interesting and fun. And there's so much variety on the Peloton bike and the Peloton app that you will just want to keep coming back for more. Trust me. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. That's onepeloton.com. I love that you still had a sense of humor during, like, you look like you had one of the roughest pregnancies I've ever seen on the internet. I mean, that's probably another one of those, you know, people just making pregnancy look glorious and beautiful. And again, it probably is to some people, like Jade, so connected to her pregnancy and felt amazing. And then you were just so raw and real with everything. And I was like, that's how I want to be. Did I tell you about when, you know, how like, sometimes they do a photo for a magazine, like when you first have a baby and it's like the first photo as a family. I'm like, I want to look exactly like, I don't want to have my glam done. I don't want my hair done. I want to look like absolute hell and just make it so real. Be like, this is what I really look like.
But again, that's why people would be obsessed with you even more, because we never see that. It's so ridiculous that we don't see that. It's everything, motherhood and a lot of motherhood and pregnancy are both like totally over glamorized on Instagram. It's really weird. Like, this mommy culture is kind of bizarre.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, everyone can have like the lovely experience, but I want some real shit in there too. Yeah. Like, I want the moms who are, you know, painting this pretty picture to also give me a little glimpse into the stuff that people don't talk about.
Yeah. Right.
What do you think the number one thing is that moms don't talk about that you're like, oh my God, how come nobody told me this?
I feel like I was definitely more prepared for his, well, it's funny because I didn't read anything about like actually having the kid. I read, I read about pregnancy, but I didn't read about like having the kid. I prepared not at all. And I kept telling my mom, I was like, Mom, am I going to even like him? Like, I don't even know. Like, how am I, are you sure I'm going to like this? I'd always say that because I was like, I hate being pregnant. So like, how am I, are we sure I'm going to like it? My whole world's going to change. Ah. And then yes, you do like it. It doesn't mean that's not stressful, but I was more prepared because I think people over-exaggerate. Everything is situational based. Okay.
Yes.
Because lots of people have fine pregnancies. I had the worst pregnancy.
Yeah.
Lots of people have like colicky babies. They wake up every couple hours and, you know, they never sleep. They're always crying. And in my case, I have a pretty easy baby. Has he been fussier the past 2 weeks? Yeah, because he's becoming like alert to the world.
Totally.
But like, I have only been like tired a couple days, which is,
but that's amazing.
People are going to hate me saying that.
But that's what you mean when you say it's situational, because like you also had such a tricky pregnancy and where you were sick the entire time and you didn't sleep or eat or feel good at all. So like you deserve this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So everything, like you can't say that you're prepared or like people don't, I was prepared for this stuff because people are always like, oh, you think pregnancy is bad? Wait till the baby's here and you're not sleeping and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, actually, in my situation, pregnancy was way tougher.
Way more stressful and like exhausting for you, which is crazy, but great that like it's the other way around. Like you've already been through that. Does it scare you to ever get pregnant again? Like, are you like one and done, or are you like, no, I can do this all day?
I can't be one and done. I won't do it like for his sake. Like I just, you know, I've been obsessed with having a sibling. I want him to have a sibling.
Yeah, that's
true. He will hopefully get one, but I dread the day.
Yeah, but come on. Is that like a thing that it happens? If you get sick in your pregnancy, you're sick in all pregnancies?
I don't know the actual stats on it. Like they say, every pregnancy is different. Yeah. So yeah, of course it could be completely different, but I have a feeling that if you have a tendency to be sick with one, you'll probably be sick again with the other.
Oh gosh. Well, I hope not for you, but also like, was it shocking to push a baby out your vagina and think it was going to go back to normal, or like what's going on with your situation?
I'm just like still mind boggled. Because my mother-in-law delivered Jared. He was 10-2, okay? 10 pounds, 2 ounces.
That's
and
a big
she
bite.
Didn't have an epidural. And when we brought Dawson in for like, it was his 4-week appointment. He was like 4.5 weeks at the time. He at that point was that size. And we looked at him and I was like, Jared, your mom pushed this out without an epidural. I was in the hospital.
Wild.
For not even, and I wouldn't even say it was a full hour without the epidural. I just got it. I like got in the delivery room and I got it.
Totally.
And that, the amount of pain that I felt for that hour, to imagine feeling that for 12 hours.
No.
And then get even more intensified, because what I had at that point was nothing. It was early labor.
Women are true heroes. I mean, if you can push, I always say a watermelon out of a garden hose, like how in the world do you do that? Because I used to be the girl that said, oh, no, I'm not going to push. Now I'm like,
oh, yeah.
There's so many complications. Like, if you do a C-section, right? Like, or maybe the recovery time. I don't know. Why am I acting like I've had babies?
Let's talk about that, actually, because I wanted a C-section. I was terrified of the idea of having him vaginally.
Yeah.
Early in my pregnancy, I used to go back and forth. I was like, do I want a C-section or do I just want to do it vaginally? When I was younger, I said, definitely C-section. No way.
Yeah,
then I got older and I was like, no, for sure. Gonna try, you know? And then when I was pregnant, I was like, oh God, cannot. I can't do it vaginally. I hope that they tell me that he's like 12 pounds so that there's no decision that needs to be made. And then they're just going to cut me open. For some reason, being cut open sounded less scary to me.
Right.
I don't know why. I think I could conceptualize like surgery more than I didn't. I didn't start using tampons until I was in my 20s. Like, they
dude, that's
me.
What I was just thinking. I'm like, tampons like hurt me to go in. Like, I'm like,
there's some times where it doesn't go in smoothly.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, like, I went into my gynecologist and she, I like, this is so embarrassing. I should use this as a confession. She literally, maybe I have, she literally was like doing her thing and she was like, oh, like you are really tight. And I was like, thank you.
When was that?
Like 4 months ago.
Recently? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So my guy now, like, I don't even know if she's going to appreciate me saying this, but whatever, I'm going to say it. She gave me like the option.
Yeah.
It was like, if you're really that petrified, like, yes, we can do a C-section. She's like, yeah. I think your body looks like, you know, you got the hips and you got, you know, she's just like looking down there. Like, she's like, I think you're going to be totally fine. I think we should try. My advice is that we try. And if like you're struggling, if like it's going really slow, if you get stuck at any point, then we'll just like, you know, we'll get you out of that, you know,
pain, right.
Labor. We'll just cut you open. where was I going with this?
Okay, yeah. Be tight.
Yeah, be tight. Yeah. So, like 2 weeks before, I told them, I was like, listen, I think we just have to go for the C-section. I can't deal with this scare. And this can be my confession for the day.
Okay.
I was like, sex still hurts sometimes. Okay.
Yeah.
So how is this supposed to come out? No way. No way.
It's true though. It's true. You were a little virgin when I met you.
I know, right? So it's like I just want to let you know, like, it's still like kind of a fresh thing for me.
Yeah. So oh my gosh. Have you shared your birth story yet?
Yes, in a podcast, but like not on YouTube, which we wanted to do. Jared has never edited the video. You can ask me anything, of course. But as far as the status of my vagina, you really wanted to know.
I do.
It's crazy how this is something that people don't tell you enough. And they do tell you. That's the thing. They do tell you, like, it'll take some time to recover. Like, you're going to be sore.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that, like, just getting up from the couch for 2.5 weeks is, like, a job. It's kind of like brutal, and you like walk around on your tiptoes trying to put as little pressure on like the lower half of your body as possible for 2.5 weeks. Like, Jared did 80% of diapers and stuff at that point because like everything hurts, especially at night, like getting out of bed and like just like all of a sudden putting all that pressure out. Ooh, yeah, bad.
Ow.
And then you're like not allowed to use soap. So like, you know, you're just like sitting in like a hot bed, you're sitting in like a bath and like get some like sea salt shit in there. And you're like, this does not do it for me. Like you're using like the cleansing wipes and stuff. You just want
a little bar of soap.
Yeah.
Some Dove body wash up in there.
Oh, but then once you hit 3 weeks, it's like amazing how it goes from ow, ow, ow to okay, getting better. And then at 3.5 weeks, you're like, I feel back to normal almost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Vaginas are such a freaking
crazy, wild, beautiful thing. That's what they say. They're like, this is weird. I heard this from somebody on Instagram, and then I heard it from my own midwife. She said that vaginas are like supposed to tear and then just heal really well. And I'm like, but why can't they just stretch enough for, you know, you'd think that like,
I feel like some people stretch and some people tear, but the fact that it just heals itself.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I mean, you stitched up. Stitches. Yeah. What did they do? What did they do back before modern medicine? I don't understand this. Crazy. People are just having babies in the field and then like, they're just supposed to like, they have a huge tear down there and they just sit in it.
Yeah, what do they do? What did they do back in the day?
I don't know.
Salt water ain't going to cut it for that.
I don't know.
Okay, I want to talk about how scared you were going into birth, because that seems to me like that's what would scare me, is the like anxiety of when my water broke and being like, here we go, I'm about to like be in so much pain.
Yeah.
Like, were you, because you went, okay, I think this is really cool how you went to the, you gave birth at the hospital your dad has worked at for like 20 years, right?
Yeah, 30 years almost.
Almost 30? How cool is that?
That is cool. And it was the best experience possible. I mean, it's going to be hard for us not to go back there for the second. And it was, you know, a little annoying because for the first 6 months, I had to fly home once a month, which, you know, that's no big deal. It's an hour flight. But then once you get to the end, you know, it's every week. So I was like, okay, bye Rhode Island, staying with my parents from January. It was like January 8th on.
Wow. And so was Jared there with you? Because you guys are also opening a restaurant, or you opened a restaurant. Like what, how?
The timing was absolute shit. He was there. He like came for like four nights. And then, so in the, it really like, I mean, I came on the home on the 8th, and then on the 31st, I had him. So Jared came for 4 days in between that until I went to my regularly scheduled weekly appointment at 38, less like between 38. 38 weeks, and my midwife checked my cervix, a whole other thing you'll learn about that you don't know until you know. And she was like, you are already 3 centimeters dilated. And I was like, what? And I didn't feel that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty great. I'm almost like 33% there, and okay, great. So then she was like, I think you're going to definitely be like going to the hospital within 24 to 48 hours. So it ended up being 72 hours. But of course, I get out of the office and I was like, Jared, I think you're going to have to come down now. She said I could go in any minute.
And so he was there for the birth.
Oh, yeah. He came down. Oh, like, amazing. He was here like 3 hours. He was down in Virginia 3 hours after the phone call.
Oh, good for him.
That's how convenient Rhode Island is to DC.
But that's okay. Well, that's good, because the fact that where you moved is close to where your dad has worked at the hospital for 30 years, and that you had this nice little experience, I love that for you. Thanks. And was Jared like part of the delivery, or did he stay up by your head, or how did that? I just can't. I don't know what I picture.
I think we definitely told you in the last podcast how Jared fainted during 2 like vaginal scenes in movies.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Okay. Well, he was in a movie. It was Alien vs. Predator, I think. One of those things. Alien something. It was about a decade ago, maybe 8 years ago. It was like a little bit before he was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
He was in a movie theater, and there was like an alien C-section where like the kid came out of the belt, like got like the belly got torn open, and like an alien baby came out.
Yeah.
I think it was an alien. And all of a sudden, he got really woozy.
Stop it!
No, yeah, I know. And then he's like, oh, man, maybe I need something to eat. Like, I need fresh air or something. So he walks down the steps of the theater. The last step, face plants.
No!
Faints in the middle of the theater, packed Friday night. It was, like, opening day. And they had to turn the lights on, stop the movie. Oh. The ambulance comes.
No!
They got him, like, I don't know if they put him on a stretcher, but he went into the ambulance and they took him to the hospital to get checked out. And the result was this vein in his neck, like, stopped pumping blood for a second, because, and that's like something from stress, like from trauma.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
So jokes.
He was probably more scared than you going into birth.
Yeah. We were like, oh, Jared's definitely going down. We know this. He can't look. There's no way he's going to look. And then this happened again in a movie theater like 2 years later. He was seeing Gone Girl. And you know the scene where she like puts the bottle up her vag?
Yes.
Yes. Very, very traumatic.
Yeah.
It was that part even more than like the neck slicing, I think, that got him. But like anyway, right after that, he turns to his friend and he goes, I'm gonna faint and pass out. And he goes, yeah, dude, me too. And then Jerry goes, no, really. And he literally just fainted right there in his seat.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah. So what is it with him and births or like vaginas? Why does he have vagina trauma?
Area trauma? Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. So we were like, yeah, you're not gonna be looking. So, and I told all the nurses within there. I was like, listen, he's not looking, make sure he doesn't see anything. We're gonna keep this curtain sheet over me.
Yeah.
No, he'll never look at me the same. Like we'll be ruined for the rest of our lives. There won't be a second child. Well, there's no way he's gonna be able to like create that second child if he sees this. But then like he kind of saw.
And did he go down?
He didn't go down. So he didn't see it from that point of view, which thank God.
Yeah.
He saw him come out from a bird's eye view, because apparently they were all lying to me. He was able to see everything because even though the curtain was like over my knees,
yeah,
because of his height, he was able to like just see everything right there. I'm like, all right, fine. And he survived.
And he survived. He should bow down to that vagina.
I don't know if he'll, we still don't know if he'll have sex with me again, but we'll see. See soon enough, I guess.
Oh gosh, I'm like, I always just say like, guy, that's a hole. He's gonna be fine. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay, so he didn't go down. He's got vagina trauma. It all worked out, but you had a nice birth experience.
Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome.
I know. Like for such a horrible pregnancy, the birth of it all, the labor and delivery does not scar me at all. Like I don't look back on that as something that I'm scared to do again, which I think is probably pretty rare.
Yeah.
I was very lucky. I went in there when I got checked, like when I first got admitted, I didn't even admit me yet. When they like were just checking me to see if like I was ready to go to the delivery room.
Yeah.
I was 5 centimeters dilated, halfway there with barely feeling anything.
Wow. Wow. I am kind of into cleaning out my house, and there's something about spring cleaning that just feels so dang good. I was just talking about this earlier in the episode, and I feel like once I clean out my closet and declutter my house, it actually helps me feel a little lighter mentally as well. And there's something rejuvenating about getting down to what's essential and starting fresh, and same goes with your mind. Over the years, thoughts and emotions can really build up, and that's why it's so important to talk to someone who's trained to help you declutter your mental space. I mean, I have been going to therapy for a long time now, and I love me some therapy. I actually need to go back. It's been a while. Talkspace therapists are available to message anytime you need because you shouldn't have to watch your thoughts pile up until your next appointment rolls around. And I love that Talkspace makes it so easy to find and get the help you need versus waiting for an appointment and traveling to an office. It really is on your schedule and your terms. I love it. Your mental health is so important. And no matter where you are on your mental health journey, it really can make a huge, huge difference to speak to a licensed therapist. If thoughts and emotions are piling up, a fresh perspective can help you feel better. Match with your dedicated therapist today at Talkspace.com and use promo code VINE during sign up to get $100 off your first month. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code VINE. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you get bad cramps when you're on your period?
No. I mean, I had them. Yes, of course. Is it regular with every period? No. Not after I got on birth control. When I got on birth control, like at 22.
Yeah.
Then they, you know, that helps with cramps.
Yeah.
So then it went away. And then even when I got off birth control to start trying to conceive, for some reason, wasn't getting cramps then either.
What I get like cramps so bad to the point that I'm like almost sick to my stomach and I see stars, like my vision starts to go black because the pain is so bad.
So that's what it feels like. That's what a contraction feels like.
I'm gonna crush labor.
See? So it's really bad period cramps. And then there's a point when you get a little further along that it feels like you have to poop and it feels like you're constipated as hell. Like,
that's what my sister told me.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister was in labor for like 62 hours and she pushed for 2 hours. And she said, as soon as she like started having to push, she's like, I feel like I'm going to shit.
Yeah.
And the nurse was like, perfect.
Yeah. They said, you're just about where you're starting. You need to start pushing once you feel like that need to poop.
The older I get, the more in my head that like I convince myself I'm going to have no shame. I'm like, oh, I want Jason to like witness the miracle of my vagina opening and delivering his child. Like, I don't care if I shit myself while I'm giving birth. Like, I don't care. I was like, this is a miracle.
Well, then go for it. I feel like if anybody I know can handle it, I feel like Jason can. I think that he's the kind of guy that'd be like, this is a miracle. Like, he'll be like super passionate.
I think he'll faint.
No, really?
he can't even handle a needle, like seeing a small needle.
I'm like, stick me with all the needles.
Same. You know, I just did 2 hours ago at Botox.
Oh, exactly. Perfect. I got Botox 2 weeks after delivering. It was fantastic. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ask my girl Elizabeth to be in there in the delivery room with me, like poke me as soon as that baby's out, because I don't know what this face is going to look like without Botox.
Oh, it lasted. So mine lasted a good amount of time because I got it February 2021. And then, of course, like I get pregnant late May when I was just about due for Botox again. I was like, damn it. It's like, should have acted sooner. And then it actually like lasted a good amount of time. I definitely through the summer and then through the fall, it wasn't that bad. But come December.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to age like 8 years in those 9 months. Like, it's going to be so unfortunate. But you know what? That's what I get for waiting till like the age of 39 to probably have a child. So. Whatever.
You're going to be fine. No, you're 36. You're good.
I'm 36.
I know. That's insane. I can't believe you're 36 still. You're still a child to me.
I still feel like a child. So there's that. How long did you guys have your name picked out for? I know it wasn't always Tommy Pickles, but like, did you always know that that was going to be the name? I knew there had to be a Brady in there.
Oh, but the Brady didn't come until the weekend of.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. We even did our name reveal with Amazon and like we revealed it, Dawson Dimitri Haven, and people, I even said like, if you go back on my Instagram, it says, no, his name will not be when I gender revealed. I was like, no, his name will not be Brady. And
I do remember that actually.
Yeah. So, well, for Dawson was picked when I was 20, you know, favorite movie of all time.
Classic Ashley.
Will always be. Yeah. I was like, I'm surprised that I didn't tell you in the Bachelor Mansion. My firstborn is going to be Dawson.
You might have, even though that's, I love the name, by the way. I don't know if I've told you that, but it's perfect.
Thank you. Jared was not cool with Dawson being a girl's name. I was fine if it was either way.
Either way.
Yeah, it's fine either way. So then Dimitri, first we were going to do Rhodes. It was going to be Rhodes after Rhode Island since Jared's obsessed with Rhode Island. When I got pregnant here and I was barfing all day long during the first couple months of living here, I was like, his name is not Rhodes. And then Dimitri was always a name that I liked. And one day I was like, Dawson Rhodes Haven. I love Dawson Rhodes Haven. And then I was like, but wait, Dawson Dimitri Haven, that sounds way better. So I was like, Jared, how are you down with this? And he was like, yes, definitely down with that. And then it was the weekend that I gave birth that all the rumors started that Brady was going to retire. And Jared just, you know, when he talks about him with all the passion, and you love him so much.
Oh, yeah. That's like if Santa Claus was real to us, like that would be like Tom Brady to him. Like he's like a magical unicorn man who's like just brings joy to the world.
Yeah. Well, you know how Jared like has an obsession with Superman to the point that he was love man for you.
Yeah. Well, not for me, for Britt, but yeah. Never forget.
That is so right. So I think he really thinks of Tom as the real life Superman.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I forgot that you did the name reveal and that Brady wasn't in it and that you were like, no. So what convinced you?
So he was going to retire? Just that weekend when he was retiring and like going through like all this old footage of Jared and him talking so passionately about him and me crying, not like a little tear. Like I actually like cried like Bachelor style. When I found out that he was probably retiring, and I was like, okay, I guess this guy really does have quite an effect on our lives, and I don't think we're ever going to regret it. So like, let's just, you know, maybe we'll do it. Right. And then the day after he was born, they give us the birth certificate form to fill out as Tom Brady's retirement stuff is all over ESPN. It was officially announced that we were like, yeah, let's put it down.
And now he's not retiring.
And now he's not, which is even better because now Jared can enjoy a season.
The legend lives on
in his arms. Yeah.
That's so funny. That was your Instagram post the other day, right? About how you called him to tell him.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good. So good. He was expecting some news like that.
I just got a text from my psychic who texted me like randomly.
Really?
She said random message, but I feel like, whoa!
What?
She just said random message, but I feel like your baby is close. Like if you plan to get pregnant this month or next, you will. That's what she just sent me.
Wait, stop!
Oh,
how weird is that? said, please, please, this is on recording. This is going to be too cool when it actually happens.
But I haven't been to the Maldives yet, and I want to go before I have a baby.
You got to go to the Maldives now. This is your break month.
Maybe that's when it's going to happen. I'm going to go to the Maldives on my break, and that's when I'm going to get pregnant.
Yeah, you're going to get pregnant there. That would be awesome.
Please, that just made my stomach do flips. Like, the fact that we're just talking about it, because I am like, baby is on my brain like so much. And so talking to you, it's like, right. And the fact that she just messaged me and said that.
And you just said, like, I'm not going to have a baby till like, I'm like 29 or 39.
That was wild.
That is wild. Okay. Your ring is so gigantic. And now I have to ask, would you be cool getting pregnant before you were married? And like, how would you like, do the wedding then?
I would, but Jason doesn't want to.
Yeah.
It's so funny because he's like, he's so traditional, but he's not at the same time. Like, he's starting to, you know, with his whole, like, he used to think like, you go to school, you go to college, you get engaged, you get married, you have babies, like, this is the plan. But ever since he's like rewired his whole career and has like started this movement and this book, and he's kind of like lost a little bit of that, like, oh, it has to be a certain way.
Yeah.
But he still wants to get married before we get pregnant. I don't think he's going to be devastated if we get pregnant before the wedding, but I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm like freaking out right now because she just said that. So now I'm like, condoms it is.
just definitely wait till you're ready. I think
that was so wild. But do you think anyone's ever really ready? Like,
I know that just came out of my mouth, and then I was like, wait a second.
My empathetic little soul, like, every time I talk about like getting pregnant, I just think about how, like, what if it doesn't happen for me? Because I'm like so sad for it to not happen for other people. And I know so many people who have had so many struggles. And then I'm like, feel guilty for being excited about my unborn children. And I just don't know how to navigate this world anymore.
It is hard. It is hard to talk about all that, because that's just like me talking about like how I was so sick. And there's people saying like, I wish I was sick, you know, like I would do anything to like throw up that many times, but it meant that I was having a healthy pregnancy and all that. So.
Yeah. And which is also valid and so fair. It's just it's so hard because everyone, you know, talks about their experience and their social media. So these people are like bombarded with media that probably feels so triggering to them. But we all have something, and I just want to be very sensitive to that too. Cause I'm like, please bless me with a child. Like, I will try and have, like, I think you were really good about that when you were sick. You're like, I understand that people like would want to, but it's your experience, and you had a tough go, and that's okay too.
And I wanted, you know, the women who did have rough pregnancies to also not feel alone in that. And
that's,
you have to talk about it in order to do that.
And we talk about everything, so there's that as well.
Exactly.
At what age do you stop counting in months for a baby?
Counting in months? What do you mean?
Well, because like, you're 408 months, you love cheeseburgers, Botox, and red sangria. At what point do you stop saying months for a child?
I think it's probably officially 2.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Or maybe it's a year and a half, right? Because like, some people will say 16 months, but do they ever say 17 months? No.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that, actually. Yeah. Well, 17, okay. 18 months would technically be a year and a half. But I think if people stop at like 16 months, that just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, 16 months, 17 months. I don't know. I've heard people say 18 months. I'm always just like, after a year, can you just tell me it's just a year and a few months? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to talk about, because I'm obviously so open with like mental health and struggles. And there's, you know, the whole postpartum. Have you experienced anything like that? Or because sometimes my girlfriend didn't experience it at all, and she just had it like 3 days straight, really bad, and then never again. Like, hormones are so whack.
That's baby blues. That's a little different. So apparently at like 2 weeks, within like the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks, baby blues is totally normal. Like, to be like sad and like really tearful for a couple days.
Yeah.
I cried so easily the first 3 weeks about not sad things. Everything was like a happy sad. It was just like, I'm so concerned that everything in my life is going to go to shit. Like, somebody's going to, I'm always like, my like trigger
worst
thing,
case worst scenario case thing
is always somebody dying. Okay. Same. It's Jared dying or my parents dying, somebody very close to me, because have not had a huge loss like that in my life. And it is my biggest fear. It also happens to be Jared's biggest fear. When our parents go, we are going to be wrecked so hard, so long. So when Dawson was born and like, he was just so perfect and everything was just happy and wonderful, I was like, okay, well, this can't last much longer. The curse is going to come and something's going to hit me. So that's what I really kept worrying about the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like when Jared had to go back to Rhode Island without me, it was like, oh, his plane's going to crash. Like all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it got better to the point where now it's just like how it is normally for me. So it's like always a fear, but not something that like I'm thinking about constantly.
Cripples you.
Over. Yeah. It's not something I'm crying over. And then, you know, I would cry just because it's like, everything is so perfect. Oh. But as far as postpartum depression, no. I haven't had any of that and like super lucky, definitely need to talk about it more. I'm glad. I think people have been talking about it a lot more the past like decade or so.
Yeah. A lot of people have been opening up. Like I remember seeing like Chrissy Teigen and certain people talking about how bad they suffered from it. And I just like when people, it's great if you don't experience it, but I also like when people talk about it if they do, because I think, and again, I'm just already having, you know, worst case scenario thoughts over here, but I'm like, oh, I'm going to have it bad because my hormones, like, actually, I have like full blown, like sideburns and like chin hairs. And like, I like am not okay on that time of the month. Like I am like, my hormones are so wonky and all over the place that I'm like, I can't even imagine what I'm going to be like pregnant and postpartum.
Yeah.
Worried for myself.
I'm sort of the same thing. My doctor said that I'm hormonally sensitive, which is like why I was like super sick, why the acne got so bad.
Yeah.
But I don't get like the mood thing. Like I don't get really moody. So I wonder if there are different hormones that create different things. Because I feel like I'm like testosterone heavy.
Okay, but I also feel like that with myself. But I actually have to make an appointment. There's this woman in Nashville. Her name's Dr. Melissa, and she's like a hormonal expert. And I need to make an appointment with her because I need to check my thyroid.
Endocrinologist.
Yes, and I need details because, first of all, if my baby is clearly coming soon, like my psychic said, then I need to start regulating and be, you know, I've been on prenatals for like a year now, but that's for my hair growth. So maybe that's why I have sideburns. I'm like on too many hair growth supplements.
Do you actually notice sideburns and facial hair during your period time?
During all the time.
No, I don't think of you like that at all. I always am like that though. I'm like the hairiest beast.
No, I get laser on my whole face, but it's hormones, so it comes back, but it's bad. And I'm like, I have so much shame around
me issues.
I just got rid of a zit the other day.
No.
Yeah. No, but my skin's pretty good. I will give myself I will. Yeah, but see, it's always something. I'm like, people are like, you have such great skin. And I'm like, well, I also have hair growing out of like every follicle on my face. Like, what would you rather? I don't even know. I have to shave my face like daily. It's bad.
I just dermaplaned before this.
Yeah. I'm dermaplaning tomorrow. So maybe I'll grow out my burns.
So the dermaplane feels so good. So
it's
smooth.
The best.
It really is.
It's the freaking best.
Back to postpartum depression though for just a second.
Yeah.
It's interesting. People have really been asking how I'm doing. People keep saying like, everybody asks about how the baby is, but I want to know like how you are. I'm like, I'm great now. I was just horrible the past 9 months. And now everybody wants to know how I just like, I was telling everyone I was horrible. And now nobody believes me when I say, oh, I'm great. And then, are you sure? Like, are you sure? Yeah, no, now I feel great. I can chug water.
God, I can chug water. Oh my gosh. Have you had a red sangria?
Yes, I've had a number. They're great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I was actually going to have a mimosa here with you.
Oh.
But, you know, forgot it.
Damn, we should have planned that because I would have been all over that. Also, what is Jared like as a dad? Is he what we all would think he would be?
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, yeah. If you imagine a mushy, talks to the baby, so helpful. He's exactly what you would imagine.
Yeah.
This first 3 weeks, I like didn't do anything with him. Like I
plus you shouldn't. You shouldn't do anything for 9 months, but you have to. But
see, I felt guilty because he was changing so many diapers and feeding him was like everything. He was just so hands on, and he is still so hands on. But like I was like, oh, this is so unequal. I'm gonna be a horrible mom.
No,
it's gonna be a death. This kid is going to be a daddy's boy because he's just going to be the only one taking care of him. But now I'm in the swing of it.
The first few weeks, that's you know, the least they could do. But gold star for Jared for stepping up because we knew he would. Honestly, it on like a stress chart, like the most stressful things you could do in life is like move, start a business, have a baby. We're and crazy. You guys did like all the most stressful things at once while maintaining like a healthy relationship. Like, how did you do that?
I have no idea. Truly, don't ever have any idea. As far as the house goes, our families have been super helpful.
Oh, that's so nice.
So like my mom has been here, my dad has been here, my sister's been here, and now they're doing it all over again, like the cycle, which is my dad's coming this week, then my mom's going to come next week, and then my sister's going to come again. Oh, and then Jared's parents are so close, so they're babysitting all the time. And yeah, it helped for us even living with my parents for like the 2.5 weeks after delivery. So that was all fine. But it's the biggest stressor has been the business because Jared is working crazy hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's down there, I'd say an average of 10 hours a day.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's great that he knows what it takes to run a place like that because he's done that as his job before. But yeah, those hours are nuts and so crazy, but that means it's going well if he's busy.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Audrey's Coffee House and Lounge.
Yes.
South Kingstown, Rhode Island. Come visit us. Jared bartends. Like Jared's the one behind the counter most days. It is cool. He's either like making your sandwich or making your martini.
Wow. That's awesome. I just picture it like the Friends coffee shop where like Central Perk, like people, but then it turns into like, ooh, let's turn this coffee into an espresso martini. And then it gets Litty City. And then it's so fun. Like, I want to come down there and have a cocktail.
Well, we'll be getting you down here whenever you want. You just let us know when you have like 3 days in your schedule, which probably will be never.
No, I'm trying to make it so that I do have 3 days in my schedule to do things like go see and friends.
To
go see friends. I want to like sit down with you and Jared and talk wedding stuff so badly, but I don't want to do it over Zoom. I want to see you guys and I want to meet Dawson and I just want to come have an espresso martini at Audrey's and I want to do all the things because I love Rhode Island. Bless you.
I just peed. Thank you.
I can't even imagine. I pee sometimes when I sneeze or jump on a trampoline. What am I going to be like when I'm over here bragging about a tight vagina when I can't even jump on a trampoline without peeing?
Oh, hey, peeing, that's a different hole. That's your urethra. Totally different area.
Different hole. I knew that.
Oh, now that's something. Nobody told me I'd be peeing this much postpartum.
Do you still have to wear little diapies?
Got out of that a little bit like a week ago. Got my period today, so I do have a pad.
Did you really?
Yes, got my period, and I'm a little too scared to use tampons yet, so wait a couple more weeks for putting things in there. So
my girlfriend told me that she used to put her diapers and pads in the freezer so that when she put it on after birth, it was just like a little ice pack down there.
Yeah, I did that. It doesn't stay cold very long.
Oh, that's fair enough. They need to come up with something like that. Maybe that's...
You'll find them. No, they're there. The Freedom Mom has invented them.
Oh, okay.
But yes, please, we're gonna bring you out here. Literally, you give me a date, I am probably free because everything I do is from this house now.
I do. I really actually want to come out there. Like, is it beautiful in like May, June?
Well, that's when we want all our friends to come out here and find it, to see it for the first time, because we want you guys to like experience a vacation while you're here, as mine as well. Yeah. Like, you know. So yes, if you enjoyed Newport for our wedding, like come in June.
Loved it. Oh, it's so quaint and cute and special and unique. And I just can't wait to smush your baby.
Oh, thanks. Oh, actually, your wedding planner is going to be here in May. Maybe.
Maybe we can
do like a whole thing in May. I don't know.
Well, then that would be actually really fun because we want to talk to you guys about wedding stuff. So if he's there, that would be great.
Yeah. And so will the people who did our wedding videography, because they are also doing this wedding.
Wait, will you send me your wedding video?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see.
Oh yeah. Maybe you haven't seen that. Oh, it's so great.
Oh, I've seen stuff on your Instagram and stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to LaRev.
Yeah. LaRev. I want to see your work. What would you do differently the next time around having a baby, if anything?
If it is possible, I would like to just not have any work the first trimester.
Yeah.
I'm going to like tell my agent, tell my podcast, and be like, guys, I'm off. We can record things in advance. You know, when I find out that I'm pregnant, I'm like, I'm not sick the first 2 weeks. So like this
you
past
should
time,
bank like 20 podcasts. Exactly. In one day.
We're going to bank lots and lots of things. We're going to work like a whole 2 months worth in 2 weeks. And that way I can just sit there and binge a show my entire like massively sick part. You know, once I can take Zofran, which is at 12 weeks, then I'll be able to function. Oh, in that 6 to 12 weeks, I just would love it to be completely off.
Yeah. Yeah. Zofran is the thing that makes you less nauseous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's amazing. Okay. Well, thank you for telling me all of the things that nobody else probably wants to talk about.
This is so much fun. We could do this for hours.
I know. That's why I love it. I'm like, sometimes I forget we're on a podcast because I'm like asking you questions for like myself personally too.
I love that. It's the best podcast, right?
Does Audrey's have a Instagram?
Yes. It's Audrey's Coffee Lounge on Instagram. And our social media girl is good. So it's a good follow even if you don't live in the state.
Oh, fun. Okay. That's awesome. Well, gosh, you guys are just amazing humans and like so much going on, yet still so humble and kind and sweet. And I'm just so happy for you guys.
Right back at you.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.